settled back into our seats, we are going to go into our time to hear and respond to a message from God's Word. And I felt very moved today by the Spirit while we were singing about the power there is in Jesus' name, because that is the truth. And so I feel that I need to do something I normally don't do. I'm going to go off the script. And I want us to turn to that passage, that famous passage, the Valley of Dry Bones, because I think there's something very important for us to understand what actually happens in this moment between Ezekiel and God, this great vision that he has. And so I'm going to be turning to Ezekiel chapter 37 today. We'll get to Mark 14 next week. So if you want to read ahead, go right ahead. But today we're going to be going to Ezekiel 37. And I invite you to open the Word to hear. Whether you're going to be turning pages or scrolling on a phone, however it is, open the Word and join along in this time. Be present in this moment in the Scripture. As we read this passage, I invite you to put yourself there. See what is happening. Don't just hear, see it. You may need to close your eyes, and that's okay if you need to. Just imagine yourself in this moment. What do you see? What do you hear? More importantly, what do you feel in this moment? This, Ezekiel chapter 37. A little bit of context here. This is written while Israel is in exile. They had been conquered by the Babylonians, taken away from their home. They were exiles living in a land that was not their own, a land that wanted nothing to do with the God of Israel, wanted everything to convert all the Israelites to worship their false gods. And it wasn't the greatest life at all. They were slaves. They were prisoners. They were away from their home with no hope of ever being able to go back. And that's when Ezekiel writes them this word that God gives them in Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. And behold, they were very dry. When does a bone get dry? After it's been dead for a long, long time. There's no flesh. There's no blood. It's a dry bone. Completely dry. Bones have been sitting there for years. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" What a question. Can these bones live? And I love Ezekiel's answer. And I answered, "Oh, Lord God, you know. You know, God. Why are you asking me? You know good and well what can be of these bones and what can't be of these bones. You know well." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' Prophesy over the dry bones, Ezekiel. Prophesy over them and tell them they will live, that their current circumstance doesn't dictate their future, that their predicament doesn't affect what God is going to do. They can be the driest of driest bones, but God is going to bring them life. God tells Ezekiel, let them know that I am going to bring life." So, it says in verse 7, "I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them." No breath. Well, God promised breath, did he not? Sometimes we don't go the whole way. Whenever God tells us to take that step, and this is actually about surrendering and submitting to the will of God, understanding that God calls us to go the whole way, not halfway. He prophesied that the bones would come to life, that they'd be brought back together, but there was no breath. Then he, being God, said to me, Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. You may see a valley of dry bones, Ezekiel, but I see an army, God says. And they're going to live, and they're going to be mighty. They're going to be, they're going to be strong and full of life. And Ezekiel does exactly that. He said, son of man, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's great power, wonderful power that works miracles, that bring the dead back to life. God bless you. Thank you. Wonderful and mighty power to those who put their faith and trust in him. Ezekiel, standing over this valley of very dry bones. It doesn't just say dry bones. It says they were very dry. I mean, it's really making it clear. It's dead. Everything in this valley is absolutely gone. But God says, no. You see a valley of dry, very dry bones. I see an army. So prophesy. Ezekiel could have said, oh God, come on now. What am I going to do with this valley of dry bones? What are you going to do with this valley of dry bones? It's a bunch of very dry bones. There's nothing here worth prophesying to. But no, he knows that God's up to something. And when God is up to something, miracles happen. Because whenever he moves in power. And our present circumstances do not dictate our future state. No matter what it is we're facing, we may feel like a valley of very dry bones. I know there's been times in my life where I felt just like that, just dead and decayed. I was fossilizing. But you know what? Then God stepped in. He hit my chest and brought me back to life. And boy, sometimes we just need that reminder that he is there with us. That just like Peter sinking, Lord, save me. He is there to immediately grab hold of us and to bring us back to life again. So often we hear of people saying, you know, we were all just drowning out in the sea of sin and then Jesus came and rescued us. That's false. Completely false. We weren't drowning. We had drowned. We were dead at the bottom of the ocean. And Jesus came. He dove in, grabbed our bodies, took us to the safety of shore. But he didn't just go halfway. He didn't bury us. No, he breathed the breath of life into us. And he turned us into an exceedingly great army of his people, to be a vessel of his blessings to the whole world, that we would take the message, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to every man, woman, and child all around this world. He not only prophesied that the bodies would be built, but he prophesied that the breath of God, the very Spirit of God, would come upon us, a spirit that empowers us to do those great works that he had planned for us before the beginning of time. Prophesy, he says. Prophesy to the breath. And the exceedingly great army stood before him. Then he said to me, in verse 11, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Have you ever felt cut off by God? Have you ever felt that you just don't, there's no hope, that your circumstances, the storms of your life are just surrounding you and swelling up in you and there's nothing you can do, the world's crashing down on you, and this idea of anything, of rescue, of relief, of redemption is just completely far off? That is exactly how the people of Israel felt in exile. They had reason to say, our hope is lost. But there's power in our Lord. And our Lord is Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Behold, this is the house of Israel, he says. Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. He was going to bring them home. Let me tell you, these past couple of weeks, I can say there is no place like home. I was so glad to get right back into Exeter. It was a wonderful time that we had traveling cross-country, but there's no place like home. But more importantly, he's going to bring us home and bring us to the place that we were always meant to be. And it's not just a nation, it's not a city, it's a new and better Eden. He will open our graves. He will rise us from the dead, that even though we will face death in this life, we will all face that first death. But even though we will be buried one day in the ground, he promises that we too will rise again, because our present circumstances will never dictate our future state. We can face what it is we face and trust in God, knowing that he is for us and not against us. And no matter what, even in death, there is victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? I love how Paul says that. There is no sting anymore, because in Christ there is life, life everlasting. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And that's the reason they were in exile. They forgot who God was. But when we are faithless, he is faithful. When we are faithless, he is faithful. He continues to go after them. He continues to chase after them. A beautiful vision that Ezekiel has at the very beginning of his prophecy is he sees this great throne with one like the Son of Man upon the throne that rises out of the temple. And there's these real crazy looking beasts with wheels and eyes and all kinds of stuff. It's a crazy vision. But then it goes off to the east. And what it is he's talking about the presence of God. The presence of God rising from his temple as his people are being carried off into captivity. He goes with them. God doesn't abandon them, even in exile, when he's punishing them. He, as a loving and caring father, goes with them. He's never left them. They think that their bones are all dry, that there is no more hope, that they've been cut off, but God is right there with them, just like Jesus is right there with you if you've put your hope and faith and trust in him. He's right with you in the midst of your circumstances. You are not cut off. You are loved beyond imagination by your great heavenly Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, we will know. Have you ever had that moment where you knew that God was God? There's no doubt in your mind. I mean, your circumstances were pressing upon you, and then he just broke through in power and changed everything. That moment where you can say, but then God. That moment when he opened your grave. And he says this, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. You may be here today, feeling like a bunch of dry bones. Know that though you see dry bones, God sees an army. And there is hope because there is power in the name of Jesus, and he is for you and not against you. Whatever it is you're facing, if you're drowning in your own sea right now, no, you can call out, Lord, save me. And that's exactly what he will do. He will not hesitate. He will not wait. He will. He will. Period. And this is the beauty of when we learn to truly surrender and submit our lives over to the Lord. We truly receive that great gift of life. Not just to be a body with no life, but to have the breath of God flowing in and through us. God says, you see a valley of dry bones, I see an army. What is it that's pressing against you today? Would you lay it down before the Lord? Prophesy to the breath, knowing that he has already moved. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.